Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to the Fall Kickoff Show for Authentic You Radio. I'm so glad to be back on air. We've kind of taken a little breather for the spring and into the summer, but we're back, and we have a special guest today joining us, life design expert Linda Sachs, live from Los Angeles, beautiful sunny Los Angeles. I'm so jealous. So welcome to the show, Linda.
Michelle, hi, good morning. How are you? And really, I'm so sorry you should be jealous. Every day is a beautiful, sunny, gorgeous day here. I don't know what to tell you. So I'm sending you all my sunshine.
Great, great.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Absolutely. And I couldn't think of a better guest to have on for the kickoff show because you've helped me so much over the past several months. You and I met about 8 months ago, and we had such a connection, it was just an uncanny connection, and you helped me connect the dots, and that's really what you're great at as a life design expert. Can you tell everyone listening, what is a life design expert?
Well, you know, in the most personal way possible, which I guess through my own life experience is how I have found I accept and understand things, is my actual personal life. I am a graduate social worker. I am a spiritual life coach. And I have tried so and done so many different things in my light years, of which I won't mention the number, which have really truly made me, I must say, an expert. I have gone to every self-help book possible, every audio. I'm a walking, talking, self-talk, self-life design guru. I've been there, done that, tried everything, and I guess the bottom line answer to all this is, since both my adult daughters have been little girls, they say whenever they go somewhere with me, there will always be at least one person that will grab onto me like a moth to a flame and tell me their life story. So I finally realized what my purpose is in this world. On this earth, and this is what it is. I'm an expert. I really am. I think when I sit down with someone, like you said, it's just this natural gift that I have, that it won't take me long to really figure out what it is that you should be doing, or what I see, a vision that I have through, I guess, my own trials and tribulations of starting things and them never just being right and never really understanding why they weren't right. And the struggles that I went through.
Exactly. And, you know, it's like that old saying, can't see the forest for the trees. And so many of us, you know, all we need is that helping hand, that person to come in and say, you know, this is what I see. And sometimes it's right in front of our nose, but we just can't see it. And so you're almost like this, to me, you represent a goddess for women. It's almost like you're the tribal leader, or, you know, I don't want to get too...
Please, I love it. Please keep going. I keep trying to tell my daughters that's what I am. All I need to do is for them to acknowledge me.
Yes.
And sweet. I thank you for saying
women,
that.
Women seem to really resonate with you, and myself included. It just
thank
seems
you.
As though you're able to see the bigger vision or the bigger picture. So really, it is about connecting the dots for you, and I love that phrase that you've chosen for yourself because it fits you.
Thank you so much. Actually, it is. I'm a big storyteller, and I find that that's the most fun way for us to very often not take ourselves too seriously, not to take life too seriously, because as we discussed a few minutes ago, really life is a journey, and it is so all about just embracing whatever's happening in the moment. There are lessons to learn. There is joy that we need to find, and laughter and fun. And one of my daughters just kept sitting at my TV and taping the same movie and saying, we have to sit down and watch this movie together. And we laughed the other night because we've all seen it about 10 times. And it is one of my favorite movies, and the movie is called Serendipity. And the first thing that I did, of course, which I always do, was ran to my laptop to Google Serendipity. And when I looked at the definition of it, it just hit me, and I went, wow, that's it. I kept thinking of that single glove needing its other glove, needing it to meet the match and to be paired up. And I kept seeing, okay, we follow this path in our life, and there is that glove. That glove could be whatever, that other glove, matching glove, could be whatever we think it is. It could be higher powers, the universe, any of those outside forces that really are hearing our wish and our dream and our cry out to be able to really find our true bliss and our purpose, be it love, career, relationships, family, whatever our dream may be. Not all of us are meant to have that career. That may be just that other person or just finding joy in ourselves. But we need to find our match. And when I looked up serendipity, the definition of serendipity was a sequence of events that seem so disconnected or unconnected that are leading us to our destiny.
Exactly.
And I was
looking at the definition as well, and there's another phrase, and it just struck me now. It says, serendipity is when someone finds something that they weren't expecting to find. And so back to what I was saying that you're so great at is helping people see the forest for the trees, you know, clearing the trees out and able to see everything. And that's what you do. So, I mean, that word really fits with, you know, what you're doing. And if I may step ahead a little bit and say that, to the listeners, that this is the title of your upcoming show on Blog Talk Radio on Authentic You Radio. So I think this is absolutely fabulous because, you know, the definition is exactly what you do. I mean, it couldn't be, and for your daughter to be taping the show over and over and trying to get you to watch it is a sign, is a divine sign.
Well, this is how my life, Michelle, has always been, and I can remember once again, I refer to my daughters a lot because I'm watching them right now struggle with career choices, and I'm grateful that they are turning to me. It's almost as though I'm watching them and I'm living through them, or is it them living through me? And another connection that I really want to make is very often one that a lot of us, I will say women, and the interesting thing is lately because of the internet and Facebook, I have a lot of men, lucky that I am, that are sending me messages and saying, can we jump on this bandwagon too? And I'm saying, of course, absolutely. There are so many men out there that are just miserable in their relationships and they're in their jobs. So please let's not leave it just to the women.
Yeah, definitely.
And there, you know, a lot of them have this really strong female side, whatever, and it's so wonderful that they're so intuitive and tuned in. And I have so many men that will say to me, you know, I don't know, like I'm really not happy. What should I be doing? And I really do see what I think they would love to be doing. They just don't see it until I can either mention it. And something else that's really very important is very often we're just not ready to hear it or to see it. So I may be a little premature. This is a huge issue in saying you would do great at this, or, you know, you would just be awesome if, you know, you opened up a car detailing business, you know, or a motorbike, you love motorcycles, and they'd look at me and go, are you kidding? I can't make a living doing that. But I can see it, and I would say, why not? I think when we have this passion, right, and there is something that really drives us, and it's something that we could do 24/7, that we would lose a night's sleep and stay awake just to be doing it, even if it was just washing your car or, you know, or painting your bedroom walls. If that's really going to take you into a place where you're just so lost and you're feeling such utopia, well, that's something you won't quit at. That's something you'll stick with no matter what.
Exactly. And what you were explaining when you're talking about, you know, telling these men, just it's like putting a bug in their ear. It gets them thinking, gets them unstuck. You know, that's kind of a good word to describe it. And so many men are coming out of the closet, so to speak, and, you know, embracing the spiritual stuff and really you know, not feeling embarrassed to approach someone like you and ask a question like that. And it's so wonderful because it's going to make the world a better place. I mean, how many men, you know, even 10 years ago would even go there, you know, would even look to somebody for guidance? You know, it was the women who would drag their husbands to counseling and they hated it. And but now they're actually embracing it and going, you know, into this dark area, so to speak, that they've never been before. And I think it's shifting the world. I think it's really infusing more light.
I agree with you, Michelle. I think we're in a huge, big shift. And the thing that I notice is, obviously, I speak to people of a lot of different ages, but if I would concentrate just for 1 minute only on middle-agers, there are so many male friends, men that I know, that whose marriages and families and so many other parts of their lives have just fallen apart. And it really saddens me because when I look at them, I have a way of kind of piecing the puzzle and saying to myself, if they had been, you know, in that right place, in that happy job, well, everything in our life spins off, right? That we kind of get into this rut very often where we have all these responsibilities and there really is no take time out, even if it's for a day or 5 minutes or 10 minutes, where I know that, you know, I'm not sure all the viewers know that I am Canadian, originally from Montreal, a beautiful city, and grew up in the snow. But from the time I was a little girl, I knew that I was an ocean and a beach baby, and one day I would live near water and I needed to live in warm weather. And I think that's something the universe probably heard me dreaming of, or felt me dreaming of, from the time I was a little girl. And this is, you know, that's really where I needed to be. And it literally only happened for me about 15, 16 months ago, when I just, at age 54, sold my house, picked myself up, and finally made my dream come true. And I see such a huge, big difference in me now, because temperately I just needed to be in a warmer place. And once again, we talked about this before the show started. And there's so many ingredients that are so important, and I think they're important to both men and women. So I'm hoping that my practice is going to very much so open up to men, not just women, of all ages. I think about young girls too. You know, the sky's the limit, like you said. I think everyone, there is a big, huge global shift right now. People are really tuning in and saying, okay, you know, how come I'm not happy? There's got to be something I can do about this. And there is so much that we can do. There is so much that we can do. Where do we start?
Yeah, you know, I think what you are, in essence, is, you know, you're a counselor, but more of a new age kind of counselor. Because what's happening with people, you know, back in the day, they used to talk about midlife crisis, and, you know, everyone had this midlife crisis issue going on, and now it's really about a spiritual crisis. There's so many, you know, 30-something, 20-something even, having these, what they seem to be is, you know, midlife crisis, so to speak, but early. And, you know, they're having these crisis situations. But it's a spiritual crisis. And so what you're doing for people is being that bridge between the old life and the new life, because what they were doing is living much more in the physical, especially men in particular. They'll, you know, build the career, build the family, and be physical, physical, physical. And then they get to be middle age and they say, what happened? You know,
exactly.
I'm not enjoying life. Nothing is clicking. Nothing feels right. I feel dead. You know, I just, nothing makes my heart sing. And it's because they left it the spiritual and just lived in the physical. And even 20-somethings do that. You know, they climb the corporate ladder. They, you know, do. I have to be driven. And then all of a sudden it hits them like a ton of bricks. I'm not happy. This isn't what I want. And so you're that bridge for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're helping them from that to where they want to be.
You know, it's interesting that you're saying that, because one of my daughters used to say to me, Mom, don't you get it? People always come and they talk to you. It doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman or a girl or a boy, and it doesn't matter what age they are, and you're always, like, telling them stuff. It's like you're giving them stuff away for free. And one of my daughters was really sweet. She used to say to me, Mom, why? And I would look at her and say, Sweetheart, what am I supposed to do, charge? You know, it's just something that I've always naturally done. But the interesting part of now in middle age, as I've said, after so many different careers, my God, it's just amazing the things that I have tried and that I have done, from real estate, once again, as I think you put in my bio, to creative jobs where I have done manufacturing and production and sales. I was in the confectionery business. I was making truffles once in my life. I was making confectionery chocolate gifts. I was hand painting baby clothes. I was hand painting women's clothes, tie dye. I mean, the lines and things that I've designed in my lifetime. And I always turned around and thought to myself, you know what? Why am I starting and stopping things? So my big thing always was, I quit. My ex-mother-in-law used to always say to me, you start and you never finish. You quit. Can't you stick with one thing? And she's a social worker, you know, respectfully. And I never really realized that all these comments and all these things that were happening, things my daughter, my kids would say to me, my friends would say to me, were always little signs, little messages that most of us ignore, that we don't even pay attention to. That there really are synchronicities, again, which comes back to the word serendipity. There are all these little unexpected little daily things that happen that are blessings and big, huge gifts. We are receiving help and guidance every single minute of every single day of our lives. And we talked about that before. I think there's too many people that it's happening to all of us. I really, really will put this blanket statement out there and say it is happening to all of us. I think there are a lot of light workers now that are coming up that are placed here to be able to, like you said, slowly connect the dots. Some people will catch the wave right now. Everybody's going to catch it in their own time, just to be a little bit alert and a little bit awake to even get it. And once again, I will, and that's why I guess this happened, is to go back to the serendipity in that movie. There are two girls who are best friends, Kate Beckinsale and Molly Shannon, and Molly works in a New Age store in San Francisco, but absolutely hates the job and makes fun of it. And her friend, Kate Beckinsale, is so believing that every little thing that's happening in her life, every single little thing is sending her to her destiny, to her true love. And Molly makes fun of her, and Kate just takes it from everybody, but she just continues, and they're at a birthday lunch, and all of a sudden Molly says, you know, you've just got to give this up. And at that 99th minute, when Kate is just ready to give it up, all of a sudden something happens, which leads her right back to exactly where she's supposed to be. So there are these huge, you know, there are so many elements, and we're touching on a lot of things, and I don't want to go too off in a tangent, so I'm going to try and keep it back to, once again, as simple as I can, to the serendipity, because I have a history. I have so many girlfriends who for so many years, you know, have said to me, you're always there, I'm always talking to you, how come I'm always talking to you? And I know when I'm speaking to them on the phone or I'm with them in person that there's something that I need to tell them or show them, and I see it as clear as day. You know, they're not supposed to be seeing it right away, like you said.
No, exactly.
No.
And you know what, back to what you're saying, you know, going through all of those things you were talking about, all of those career paths and people saying, you know, you keep quitting. And you know, that's the whole guilt factor that we have, and a lot of people have that. And we were talking about this before the show started, and we were talking about the fact that, you know, society says by the age of 25 we have to be set in our career, we have to have, you know, all our ducks in a row and charging ahead. And it's not necessarily the case for everyone. Some people may not find their purpose or their path until midlife, and that's okay. That's their path. If everyone found their life purpose at 25, it'd be a pretty boring world, I think. If, you know, there wouldn't be any adventure. It would be, you know, you're done, basically. You know, you find your thing and you work ahead at it, and you know, that's the beauty of life. Everyone's different, and everyone has a different path, and we find it when we find it. And so for you, all those different paths, looking back, I'm sure you can feel like without those things, you wouldn't have been nearly as prepared to be this life design expert and be so good at it at this point in your life had you not been through all of those experiences.
I'm going to take that as a compliment. You're very sweet. And as you speak, I should have a pen and a paper beside me. And sometimes I laugh because, you know, I can't be a minute without my cell phone, my iPhone. And that's why, because the minute someone says something to me, my brain and my mind is always working. It never stops. And there are always things that I hear people say that right away trigger something off in my head. You know, throughout my whole life, even when I was a little girl, my family, I have two older brothers, and my parents would always say, I'm a drama queen. I was always the drama queen. I was, you know, I was out of the box. I was a little girl that was sitting literally with Coke bottles and melting Crayola crayons with matches when nobody was looking. And, of course, I wasn't allowed to play with fire, right? And I started this probably when I was 7 or 8 years old and was into this until I was at least 12 or 13. My parents would fall asleep and I'd sneak down into the basement, you know, and I would create my little stuff. And I would break tiles and try and put them all together. And I just said, okay, one day I'm going to be an artist. And then I remember being a teenager and my dad saying to me, artists don't make money. You need to be a dental hygienist. And I remember going to sleep crying, thinking, I don't want to be a dental hygienist. But if my dad says, you know, that I should be one, then I want to make him proud of me. And, okay, I'll make money and I'll do it. You know, so it's really very interesting that I find that we are all universally so blinded by what society thinks or our families or significant others think that we should be doing, and the one thing we're really not doing is just going inside and asking ourselves and listening to our own hearts and our own souls. And that's where the soul and the spirituality coaching came into. Is if someone will sit down and say with me, you know what, like I'm unhappy, this hurts and that hurts. And, of course, I've tried a lot of different things, as I said, from body talk, which is amazing, energy healing to EFT, conventional counseling, homeopathy, naturopathy, you know, all these different modes to try and just reach deeper, and I never really realized that now I'll sit with someone and I'll just look at them as they ramble on and say, just stop for 1 second. You know, if you had one day that you could just tell the world to go away, just shut down, or even 1 hour, what would you want to be doing? And they look at me with this stunned look on their face like, what? And I think, like, just no kids, no family, no financial pressures, nothing. If you could just have, like, 10 minutes, a minute, an hour, a day, wouldn't take that long. What would you want to do? You know, and I get the most obscure answers, and I look at them and I say, okay, so now if you had X amount of dollars and money was not an object and you could just do one thing, what would that one thing be? This is what we're all missing.
That,
I think this
is
stop. Just make life, you know, just make life go away. Just stop. Just push the stop button and just stop dead in your tracks. And it's so interesting, the answers that I get from people. I love talking to people. I love interviewing people. And I've had the most interesting things said to me. I most recently, I always try different things, fell in love with a form of yoga called Kundalini. I have a few women that I have been begging for so many years, please, just, I said to them, just go take one class, please. And I always find myself begging people. That's how badly I, you know, how desperately, how passionately I want to be able to help these people, because I know and I see that that would make a difference for them. That would make the change. And I've come up along with such resistance, not only from my own family, but from some girlfriends. And it just breaks my heart because I know I see exactly what they need. But, you know, then again, I'm like you said, I may say something that in a year or two from now, they may catch the wave. So at least I planted my seed and then I've been successful.
Exactly.
So,
and you're almost like an earth angel that comes in, says what needs to be said, and then you back off and voila, you know, they've aligned themselves with their path on their own accord. You've just, like you say, planted the seed or put the little whisper in their ear, which is
whisper.
Generally
I'm usually,
what an earth angel
I'm usually
does.
Doing that way too soon, even in my own personal relationships too. You know, God will send me a man, a friend, a mate, and I could just look at them in a matter of minutes, and I know exactly what's going on, and I see exactly what they need. And I can often, in my own personal relationships, I've struggled for a very long time until I let go, because I so desperately want to be able to help these people. And I, you know, I've been through, like you said, I've been through it, but that was my life journey. That was what, how it took me so many years, well into my middle years, into my 50s, to try so many, to be involved in so many different careers and professions, more than I've just mentioned just now. And I've had messages sent to me from extended relatives and friends, brought to me through other family members. Why did Linda stop what she was doing? She was great at it. She would be good at anything she tries. And I remember the one year when it was said two or three times, I sat back in such shock because I was being so self-critical. I was such a perfectionist that I would have to do everything to complete perfection. You know, a piece of artwork, a wall couldn't be painted unless it was trimmed to perfection. It took me a long time to let a lot of that go. So I think, like you said before, we are all so globally trapped in our own souls. There's a lot of unraveling that needs to be done.
Yes.
There's a lot of work that needs to be done. People are just really, in general, being very hard on themselves, and their bodies are starting to break down and suffer. You know, we're all, a lot of women are struggling with a lot of superficial issues, physical appearance and weight. You know, everything is spinning off from our lack of not living our true destiny.
You know, and I agree, and I call it floundering because, you know, there's so many people that are
good
floundering
word.
Right now, because really the past 100 years, the previous century was the 1900s, and that 9 in there, and of course I'm a numbers person, so I'm always talking about numbers, but that 9 was about being driven, because 9 is the number of ambition and idealism. So it was all about money, power, greed, climb the corporate ladder, let's advance, let's make new technologies, let's do. And now that we're in the 2000s, that 9 is being replaced with the 2 energy, which is that supportive, peaceful, intuitive energy. And so we're all floundering because we're not driven as nearly as much anymore. I mean, we still have a lot of people that are driven, and they're kind of late in the game to wake up and say, oh, it's peaceful energy now, I shouldn't be doing that. But they're the sensitive ones, the ones that are intuitive, the ones that are picking up on the energies that are shifting, they're floundering because they don't know what to do because they've been so used to that drive, let's go, let's do it. And now we're stopping to smell the roses, and we're not quite sure how to do that. So that's what they're doing. And I also wanted to mention to the listeners about your numbers, because you are the spiritual guide energy. You are the 29, which reduces to 11, which is that highest spiritual number. So you're being called to your post. That's what's happening with these guiding energies, these guiding life paths. They're feeling this overwhelming urge to be called to their post, to help people, to guide people during the shift. So, you know, you're absolutely where you need to be, and it wouldn't have been right any other time but now for you. It wouldn't have been in your 20s. It wouldn't have been in your 30s. You know, it's now for you. So you're being called at exactly the right time. It's all about synchronicity, right? Serendipity.
Definitely. And I would really urge, and like all the listeners, to not only know that you were sent to me or I was sent to you, and the way that it happened was just amazing, because when you and I connected, when I found you, I knew that I needed you. And I'm going to tell a story real quick, because when I stop and I tell all these little personal stories, I've found that in the past few years, anyhow, that when I get too theoretical, I lose a lot of people, and they really kind of miss the boat. When I give these small little stories, the stories seem to resonate and connect. And the message that goes through to people is, yes, really pay attention to all those little things that happen during your day that you just go, oh, you know, this is just a coincidence, or this is just a fluke. I'm far from saying or professing that every little thing that happens during the course of our day has to be taken to such perfection or so seriously. Like I said before, not too seriously, but with an open heart, which is really very important, that something may just happen the minute your body starts to feel. Anything physical that you can feel inside your body, just that all of a sudden you stop and you go, oh, wow. Think about what's happening at that exact second and pay attention to it, because I was, I remember playing around on my laptop, and it was probably that particular day when I was just saying, looking up to the sky, and I do that a lot. I have my angels and my guides and my spirit people, and I was saying, please, please, please. You know, I know there's a scramble here right now. I'm in LA. I'm in a new place, and there's so much energy and so much going on here. But I know that I do have my space and my place. Help me. And I just put the help me out there, and that particular day I hit Blog Talk Radio, and I clicked on, and there you were. And I heard your voice, and I listened to your show, and I went, wow, she's a numerologist. You know what? People keep telling me I'm 11-11, 11-11, and I read it. I know about it. I understand it theoretically, but I'm not really... It's not really identifying with me. It's not really resonating with me. I think I'm going to call her and ask her to do a reading for me. And that's what I did. And if you remember back, like you said, 8 months ago, 9 months ago, I scrambled for a few days, and I waited, actually, for you. It took a while. You're a busy woman until you got back to me, and I just let it go. I said, okay. She showed up on my computer that day. I listened to your show. Thought your show was amazing. And I really want the listeners to know, when it comes to numerology, I need to tell you all, Michelle is a master. She did a reading
you.
With me. No, you were an angel set in my path. You, that
Likewise.
Day that we met, you got me right away within minutes. And my daughter said to me, how could that be? And I said, you know, just trust me. And I knew. and from
so
that time, you kept
so
telling
much.
Me, fine.
Wow.
Yeah, but. Yeah, no, but I just see that's the thing. I just knew. I just know. I feel it. And I'm so glad now, because people that are open, that are around me, that are open to it, my energy is contagious. They will feel it as well, is that when I'm feeling right in my energy, it's endless.
Yep.
When I'm not...
It really is.
Thank you. You're such a sweetheart, and that's what I want the listeners to know, is that you really helped me connect with it. When I'm not in my energy, it's like having a bad day, or a woman with a bad period, stay away. You know, I will be so disconnected. It's like I literally want to run to the ocean and just, I mean, that's my savior place. So I just want to be sitting in the sand, staring at the waves. The ocean is what brings me my breath.
And that's
yes.
okay, because especially with the people who are meant to guide, like you and I, we have a bit of a bigger responsibility, I guess you could say, to mankind, because we're fulfilling a bigger role in, mm-hmm. in helping, you know, the masses, so to speak. So we have to protect our energy. There are times when we just have to retreat. We don't answer phone calls. We don't
mm-hmm.
bring anybody into our space, and that's okay. We need to rejuvenate. So that's
mm-hmm.
fine. I mean, that's, you know, we're allowed to have bad days. We're not, you know, we can't be guide every day of the week. But
you're making me smile. We really do need that. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Oh, that's okay.
No, it really is. It's so true. I laugh because there have been times when my girls have said, you know, you went to Italy for 4 weeks. You were so disconnected. You didn't answer my phone calls. And I'm thinking, girls, you're so sweet. Didn't you get it? I just
yes.
needed to be away. And thank God for those people who love us and who want us close and want us near. But very often we can be those kind of like little lost souls that really need our, desperately need our space, like you said, so that we recharge our batteries.
Well, it's like being a mom. It's kind of like being a mom. We can't be a mom 24/7. We need a break. And in order to be
mm-hmm.
the best mom that we can be, we need those breaks. So it's the same thing. It's energetically the same thing. But I also want to say about the connection with you and I, and you told the story
mm-hmm.
from your perspective and what I did for you, but we actually met face-to-face on the day that I was in Los Angeles doing some filming for Authentic UTV.
Yeah.
And you saw something
mm-hmm.
that really, really helped me so, so much, because
I
wasn't really seeing it. I knew in hindsight that what was happening, you know, I was letting people steal my power. There was one lady in particular at the filming that was really taking my power, and I have a tendency
mm-hmm.
to allow people to do that. And
mm-hmm.
you really nailed it. You really, you know, you pegged this lady and you... you know, showed me what she
I'd love you to tell the listeners what I did, Michelle, because never in my life have I ever done anything like this. And
you tell it. You're much better.
Uh-huh.
I will tell it
as quickly as I can.
Don't rush.
And that's the beauty, is that Michelle has a lot of, to the listeners, a lot of exciting things happening in her career. And I knew that particular day that she had done a reading with me and said that, you know, she had not just gotten to Los Angeles, and I said, no problem, I'm gonna drive you so you can meet your husband to the filming. And you had invited me to sit in on the filming. And the minute I walked in that room, the energy, once again, was just hitting me in a strange way. And first I couldn't find the proper place to sit. No matter where I was sitting, I don't know if you watched me, Michelle, I moved my seat about 3 times. And
I kept looking for you.
And I'm usually very definite about those kind of things. I'll sit in a movie theater and tell my daughters, I need to sit here, or I can't see, and they'll struggle with me. I could not find the right place to sit. And then the room was very noisy, and then, you know, and I knew, I was like, uh-oh, okay, something here just isn't right. And all of a sudden this wave came over me, like I just needed to be very protective of Michelle. I couldn't explain what it was, but I just felt this wall up in front of me. And then I looked at her face, and she was interviewing, and it was like she was, it's like you were white like a ghost. I could just look at your face, and I went, oh, my God, you went completely white. And it's interesting now because, you know, obviously I had known you one day face-to-face, but we had spoken a few times on the phone. But once again, I felt like I'd known you like my whole life. And I went, uh-oh, there's really nothing I can do about this girl, but. And it didn't take a matter of a few minutes from the first interview to the second interview. I just had this strong feeling all of a sudden that your power was just totally lost and gone, but that you literally were almost in submission, like you were just giving it away. And I thought to myself, I see you as so competent, articulate, definitely an expert in your field of numerology, 110%, that I actually begged my daughter last night and said, I want Michelle to do a reading on you. And I know you met one of my daughters here and not the other one when we were together in L.A. the last time you were here. And I was so disappointed. And no one touches my daughters unless I really have faith in them, if I have a choice in the matter. And I watched you, and it didn't take about, I think, 15, 20 minutes, and I had blocked the night out. I literally picked myself up and walked out of the room and left. I couldn't stay. I'm not a quitter by far. I never desert the people that I care about unless it gets to the point where I realize that the forces are telling me to leave just because it's not healthy anymore. And there was no way that I could get to you. I was trying to kind of, I was actually smiling at you and looking at you, and there was a lot of noise in the room, and there was one particular person there, and I believe that her energy really was destructive and bad, and I knew it. And I said, I think I'm going to sit back and not say anything, which is hard for me. And I waited a little while, and you did, I think within a few weeks or so, now you can take over. You called me one day, and I went, okay, this is where now I'm getting all my life's lessons. I needed to step away, and I needed to really wait for you and hope that you would see it. The old me would have picked up the phone the next day, and just in my love and desire to want to help you, I would have called you and said, don't you see what just happened last night? You know, I would have pounced right on you, and I knew that that was not the lesson that you needed to learn. And I waited, and the day you called me, I looked up at the sky, and I just went, thank you, Lord. I knew. And I think you
well,
did a real complete
just,
turnaround, a turnaround.
I did.
And look how things have blossomed and changed for you, and you let that go. So
well,
the message.
Such a key thing for me.
Mm-hmm. And the message that I'm going to just throw out and let you finish it, if you could, is that personal power that we have within us that we don't even acknowledge or recognize, that how strong that power is, that if we take the first step, the universe, our guides, whoever, they're listening out there, they're coming to match, you know, to team up with us, to give us all the support and all the guidance and all the help that we need as soon as we open up. And there's so much fear and everything attached with that. You realize it. You got it.
And you know, that's the thing. Yeah. It was so key for me to get that, make that connection.
What a terrible night for me. Such a terrible night for me. I thought, oh, my God, when I see a woman who finally has her gift and she's stepping into it and then literally giving it to other people, I thought, oh, my goodness, no. How do I stop this from happening?
And I think women in particular have such an issue with people taking their power, right? Because, you know, traditionally women are supposed to be submissive, and this was the role for so long. And, you know, I'm a people pleaser, and that's
right.
Kind of one of my faults is that, you know, I
it's
like
not
to
a fault.
Make everyone
it's not
happy.
A fault. Yeah.
Well, no,
not a
I know
fault.
It's
something,
it's,
you know, Michelle, it's not a fault, and I'm sorry again for interrupting. That's been my life struggle. I was a people pleaser. I was a product of a second marriage with two older brothers. My mother was divorced. She remarried, had a stillborn girl, and me. My dad was a bachelor at 36 or 37 years old. He had his first child, a daughter. I was the little princess. If I would breathe, everybody knew that I had this breath. I was a people pleaser beyond belief. People pleasers, whether they're women or, and they can be men too, it's our birth order. We call in whatever that is in our lives. We all don't realize that, but we do. We own it and we live it until, if that's our journey, we wake up one day and realize, no, this isn't working for us anymore. But we need, you know, like you said before, we need to see it in order for things to change. And the universe will keep coming back and pounding us with stronger lessons if we don't get it the first round, or the second round, or the third round. It's not karma. It's just our life lessons, things that we need to learn. And that's when the beauty and the growth starts to happen, when we come into, we step into our own power. It's endless.
Exactly. And that is key for women in particular. And that was the lesson, or the connecting of the dots that you did for me. And it was, you know, even to this day, it's, you know, I'm very conscious of not allowing people to step, you know, step over me and take my power. My husband, you know, sometimes says now that I come across as a bit of a bleep,
oh,
you know.
Oh, yay. He's
I,
not going to like
I
me
really
very much.
Do. No, and I think sometimes he steps back in awe, and he's watching me and seeing that I really own it, you know, instead of letting people walk on me now. And that's because of that key incident. It was almost like I had an aha moment with that, you know. Watching myself after the fact on, you know, the interviews, and I could just see how I was more or less performing for this person who was really stripping me of my power, you know, that I was
trying to think there's something really cute that I want to stick in there that I want the listeners to hear about karmic things, and as I said, things in life happen. I did give you, I think, either a call or a text message about a month or two later, that I was literally in my own apartment complex, and I walked into this woman, and
yes.
I went, and she was all dressed up to the hilt, and came and gave me a big hug and a kiss with the same energy, and said, "Oh my goodness, Linda, I remember you from the, Michelle's, you know, filming whatever. You should give me a call. We should get together." And I had seen her come once again on my screen on my laptop, on Facebook a few times, and I even think she might have been on Twitter, and I went, wow, the universe, today is the day, the universe is really sending me this little sign, you know, and I thought, why is she back again? Well, this is how my life has always been. It's kind of a little eerie and creepy for people that get close to me. My soon-to-be 28, newly engaged daughter, as of yesterday, finally got on an airplane from Los Angeles to Toronto and said to me the other day, "Mom, I really get it now, and I love you, you know, from the bottom of my heart, and I think I need to now, by the way, Michelle, follow my dreams." And she really got it and said, "You know what, like, you don't scare me anymore. Like, this is really cool stuff, you know. We'll go places and shit."
Wow.
Yes, Samantha will look at me, and she will turn around and say to me, "Oh, my God, I see what's going on here. What's the sign? I get it." You know, so the message, don't ever stop, don't ever quit, you know, just, you're on a quest, you just keep going, you keep going when you're doing the things that you need to be doing. You know when it feels right. We know as human beings when something feels right. We are our own best barometers. Something's feeling good, go for it. If it's not, just take a step back. It's really, I always say to people, this is really not rocket science. It's an expression I use all the time. just stop dead in your tracks and just look and say, like, what's going on here? Like, what's happening? Just stop dead. If it's something to do with career, you know, if something just all of a sudden energy changes, something feels bad, something just doesn't feel right, it's there for a reason. Nothing
exactly.
happens by sheer accident
and,
again.
Know,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead. No. What
are
you saying?
Yeah,
it doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't happen. Yeah, there's no mistakes for sure.
There are
no mistakes in life.
Yeah,
and I think people get hung up on that.
Yeah, they definitely do.
And I mean, you just have to see that. Oh, okay, I took a little bit of a detour, but I'm back on track and I'm heading towards my goal again, and it's fine. You know, sometimes we take.
There's something really big about
that
too. The timing that very often we're so impatient for. We want the answers, and we want the answer right now. You know.
Yes.
Yes, you want that right mate, you want that right partner, you want that ring on your finger. It's not happening now. Well, you know what? It's not happening now for a reason, because we know, as human beings, we think we know, we hope we know what we want, but the higher forces or the higher ups know exactly what we need and when.
Exactly. And I think so many people are dealing with a fear of success more than a fear of failure right now.
Yes.
And because we have such power and we're recognizing that power that we have within. And, you know, we really are creators of our own universe and we can manifest anything. And that's a lot of power. And that's, you know, that's fearful.
You know, Michelle, that's a tough one. That's a tough sales pitch. I'm having my own struggles, my own professional and personal struggles with trying to be the messenger of that one. Explaining to people that if there's something in this life that you really, you know, feel you want, you can make it happen. You have the power to
That's
be able
scary,
to make
though.
It happen. Well, it's interesting. Maybe you could help me with this a little bit. Why people have such a tough time buying it. The only thing that I've come down to, like you said, is it's just really scary.
It is.
Okay.
I mean, you know, we look to everybody else for what should I do and, you know, look to society's standards and, you know, this is kind of, I guess what it boils down to is that we're creatures of habit and we like to know what's coming ahead and we like to know, you know,
right.
everything planned out. You know, we like to have a plan, and if we have total control of what we want, sometimes, you know, we're not clear on what we want, number one, and, you know, sometimes what we've always dreamed of being is just, it's better or safer for us and less fearful just to keep it in our mind and not actually manifest it. But if someone says, you want to be, you know, a dancer, well, you can manifest that. And they take a big gasp and say, what? You know, because it's always been hypothetical for them. So it's,
right.
I guess sometimes you have to sit on it and just really, like for me, for example, I've been going through what I'd like to say is that I took a wrong turn, but it's not a wrong turn. It's a detour. So what I've come to recognize is that it is a fear of success for me, and it's very fearful to know that what I want to manifest, I can really manifest it, and I'm just coming to terms with it. So that's why I had to take that little detour that I took, and so I'm coming back around again and heading back on the path. So that's okay. You
I
know,
think
I
remember
recognize...
telling you that recently, did I not?
Yeah, and I think
if
and
you
I
were
think
listening
what it
to
is.
Me, if you were listening to me, I have a big smile on my face. I did tell you that. I did say to
yeah.
you. You know you're supposed to be going there. Why are you there right now? Go straight to where you want to be. I have always been called a free spirit. I've been in relationships. I've had different men say to me, you know, you're like, what? You're picking yourself up and you're going to California. You're going here and going there. And I'm thinking, yes? Like, why not? Well, what's stopping me? Who and what is really stopping me? You know?
Exactly.
We set those brakes on, put those brakes on for ourselves.
That's right.
And
that's what I did.
Uh-huh. And we all do that. It's human nature. We always find excuses, you know. I need to take care of my mom. I need to take care of my dad. I have family responsibilities. I can't do this. I can't do that. I'm thinking, okay, anyone that's really in that can't mode is in I won't mode.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I wanted to put out there as well. Sorry to interrupt, Linda, but I'm realizing we only have about 10 minutes left. So I wanted to put out there, if anybody's listening and they'd like to call in and ask Linda a question, we have about 10 minutes left. And the call-in number is 1-877-296-0345. And it's a toll-free number. So that number, again, is 1-877-296-0345. And I know it's early for everyone, and it may not be, you know, you may not be ready to chat until you've had your coffee, but if you do want to call in, we'll be here for the next 10 minutes. So go ahead, Linda.
Great. I really would like the listeners to know that when you do readings, Michelle, honestly, really, they're dead on. I did have a question. Do you ever find that you'll do a reading for someone and that months later or a short time after that if you did another reading, that the reading would totally change? Or are they more consistent when it comes to, let's say, career or life paths? And I know you're supposed to be interviewing me, but this is something really interesting because I do talk about you, you know, put your name out there a lot, and I was just wondering.
Well, what happens typically is that, well, we have free will, obviously. Okay. I mean, if I do a session with someone, you know, if I said, you know, intuitively speaking, I really see you, you know, getting in a car accident. You could stay in the house for a month and never get in that car accident. So it's about free will. So basically, you know, people come away from a session with the information, they're empowered, and it's up to them what they do with it. And there are some things that are, I guess what you could say is set. You know, there are things that, you know, are variable. For example, if there's something in a relationship aspect that you need to learn, for some people there is a set person that they're meant to learn those things with, and they have a lot of life lessons wrapped up in that one particular person. Or there could be a life lesson that, say, several people could do the job. You know, several people could fill the bill, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And so people ask me sometimes, you know, my soulmate, and I feel like, you know, this person is that, and, you know, questions like that. And sometimes it's about, you know, maybe you could learn it from them. It's up to you. It's a free will choice in that respect. Or, yes, this person is going to be with you for, you know, the majority of the span of, you know, this lifetime because they have your lessons are intertwined. So it depends on the situation. It depends on your free will choices, like I say. So when they come away with, you know, career aspects like you were talking about, if, you know, I say, I really see you doing this or that.
Right.
Usually it's about their gifts, though. Usually it's about the core of what they're good at. Like, for example, you know, you're good at connecting the dots for people. That's not going to change, regardless of what you choose to do.
I thought it for a lot of years, but after the reading with you, I said, you know what, I'm obviously not good at fighting this anymore. So you were my, like, I have to surrender. But
exactly, and it brings you back around.
Okay. It's a very interesting question because, you know, as you said, if in the minutes, you know, that we have left, and I just want whoever is listening or listens to this later on in recording, I would just like them to know that when I am working with and helping people, there are many steps that people can take. There's a 30-day program that I do have where people can follow this program at a certain cost and a price through me, where I will monitor them and help them. And each day there is another tip, something that they need to do that's very simple. People that feel that they may not have tapped into what the energies are and they don't know where to start, I don't want any of this to sound like it's so overwhelming. It does happen over time, but please do believe that, you know, there's one little baby step that you can make or take. Like I said to my daughter last night, Saturday, we're going to the dog beach. Why? Because, you know, this was the one thing that you can do for yourself today is just walk away from your paperwork, from all your to-dos, and that's her task for the day because she needs to just, you know, kind of just see the light a little bit. So there are small little things that we can do one thing at a time that can just help us slowly to get to see, really, to if you think of an onion, you can just peel the layers away, you know, one layer at a time.
I like that. I like that you were saying you've got this 30-day course because people need practical. Someone was saying that to me recently when I was talking about my book that I'm writing, and they said, you know, there's so many books out there, but they're lacking the practical. You know, and this 30-day thing is about practical application. And we're creatures of habit, so we need that daily practical thing to get us mm-hmm. from here to there, right? So that's
well,
perfect.
I was struggling
I
with that my whole life. My whole life I was like, can't someone just tell me, like, how do I figure this out? Why can't I just do this? Like, why am I miserable in this job? What am I going to do? What is it going to take? You know, I was 14 years old and I went to a vocational counselor. And they tell me, well, you know, you can be an occupational therapist, a funeral director. I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, no. You know, but we tend to listen to a lot of other people, and we really know best for ourselves, like you said before. So in my 30-day program, there may be one day where literally I'm just going to tell you, go into your bedroom and empty out your drawers, or empty out two drawers. Clean out one drawer. And I have people coming back to me laughing, like, why am I doing this? And I'm telling you, you know what? The next day I may tell you that you're going to, like, take out a bunch of family photos and you're going to literally sit and you're going to light a candle. And they look at me and they go, what? Well, you know, we tend to, like, you know, have our heart, mind, body, and soul so disconnected that we need to once again reconnect. And this is really how we do it. So I've gone through that 30-day program, like I've told you. I've done so many different things, self-courses that I've taken in my lifetime, and courses that I have paid for and reached out to other experts and professionals, and things I have taught and myself so that I'm a walking, talking testimonial. It's really very important to me. If I leave with anything, I'd like to just leave by saying that no matter what I share or how I try to help someone else, it is genuine, full of integrity. It needs to be something that I've done or tried on my own and know has worked for me before I will embark on working with someone else.
Exactly. I agree. So for the listeners out there, to reach Linda, she has a website, lindasax.com. So you can visit that website, and she has contact information. She's also on Facebook. I think you have a page as well, don't you? So you can
I do. I am in
Linda Sax.
Yeah. Right now it's Linda Sax. I'm going to be, you know, relaunching and making a lot of changes this fall. As I said, I've just moved into a beautiful place, and I want all those women and ladies out there to know that I finally painted it pink. As I'm sitting here in the room, it has to be all pink, and this is something I've wanted to do since I'm probably about 10 years old. So never give up on your dreams. But you can definitely find me on Facebook. I am also on Twitter under my name, LYNDASACKS. I'd love to hear from you all. I have men that literally message me on Facebook and ask me a little question, and I will take the time to answer and at least guide you or lead you in the best way that I can. But please, anyone that's listening out there, it's never too late. Don't ever give up. Consider that your life is the most valuable and precious thing that you have and you own. And as if you're not living your true bliss and, you know, your true life and your true love, then, you know, your life can just be so much richer and so much better once you get there. So if it's a dream, don't give up. Yes, and don't ever give up on your dreams, ever. Life can only be more beautiful and better, and don't ever make it all about the money. Don't fall into money fear. The money will come.
Well,
do what you love, and the money will come.
Exactly. Yeah, I was just reading something about that the other day. I think it was Louise Hay, some sort of quote or something.
Yes.
You know, she basically practices and preaches that, you know, do what you love, and you'll the abundance and prosperity will come ever flowing. You know, you don't have to worry
about
that.
She is an amazing woman. I have met her personally. I've been to her conference. I've talked with her. I met her in Las Vegas. She is just unbelievable. She is in her mid-80s. And for anyone out there that doesn't know about Louise Hay, go out and buy the book, You Can Heal Your Life. Get onto her website, Louise Hay. That's another thing that I can recommend. Start somewhere. Take the first step. Don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed. Your life is as rich and as beautiful as you choose and dream it to be.
Perfect. Well, we've got the lady saying we've got 60 seconds, so I wanted to thank you so much, Linda, for coming on. Thank you for helping me kick off the fall season of Authentic You Radio, and I can't wait to announce to everyone and let everyone know when your show is officially live. Serendipity, I can't wait. I'm going to you know, let everyone know on the website, on AuthenticYouRadio.com, and also on Blog Talk Radio. When we get you all set up, we'll get you your own page, and everyone can check it out because it's going to be an amazing show, and I'm sure you'll have amazing guests from Los Angeles and around the world. So it's going to be
exciting. Definitely from Los Angeles. We've got to get you here, Michelle.
Yes, well, I've been kind of itching to come back, so.
Well, we've got to get you out here. I'm staring out my window, and I'm actually looking at a sunny morning, and I can see the W in Westwood, and I see the UCLA campus. So, like, we need you, definitely need you out here. Thank you so much for inviting me. It's been my absolute most utmost pleasure. I adore you, and I love the work that you do. And for anyone that has any questions out there about what should I be doing, please, if you contact Michelle, you won't regret it. She will definitely put you on track.
Thank you. And you, likewise, I mean, you connect the dots. So it's, I mean, you're amazing. So definitely lindasax.com, Linda with a Y. So check her out. She's amazing. Book a session. Get on the 30-day program because you'll definitely get on the fast track to what you need to be doing in life. So thank you, Linda.
Oh, my love, Michelle. Have a wonderful day. Go enjoy your children. And thank you so much for having me and inviting me. My pleasure.
My pleasure as well. Thank you, Linda.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye.